Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show as we're recording today's show from our Srixon studios right here in Lower Alabama. And of course, today's show, as always, is presented by our good friends McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Remember, they are shenanigan-free. That's right, McConnell Automotive, shenanigan-free. Hey, hope that you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. All right, hey, we got a big show lined up for you. All right, Bobby Hall's coming up in just a few moments. Of course, he's one of our big partners and the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama. We call him the dog. That's sometimes what he is, as a dog, the director of golf. But he'll be up in a minute. He's got a great golf tip for you. Also, we have Travis Key. Travis is the founder and CEO of Strokes Gained Hydration. Guys, it's getting hot out there, and you need to make sure that you stay hydrated anytime you go out, whether it's playing golf or pickleball or whatever it may be outside. You want to stay hydrated. He has got the formula for you that you will not want to miss. It is fantastic. You're going to be able to pick it up in a lot of different places. It is Strokes Gained Hydration. He'll be up with us in just a few moments. At the bottom of the hour, we're scheduled to have John Drago on. John's a big friend of ours. He's a tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. And he just got back from Bethesda, Maryland, where he was one of the rules officials for the senior PGA Championship. We're going to talk to him about that, see if there was a special ruling that he had. And, of course, as always with John, we'll talk some college football. John's a big Texas Longhorn fan, so if you're a Longhorn fan out there, this guy, he's got his thumb on it, I can promise you. And we'll talk with him about that coming up in just a little bit. And then we'll close out the hour with Matt Brandt, scheduled to be on with us. You know what he's got. That's right. The new little segment called What's for Dinner, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Got a special one for you. All right, so you won't want to miss that for sure. Hey, before we go any further, though, I do want to thank some of our great sponsors of the show. Of course, McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Thanks to Srixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Boudreaux's is right there just south of I-10 on Highway 98. They got the biggest deck in Baldwin County overlooking the beautiful Mobile Delta. Go by and see Matt and his great staff there. They will take very good care of you. I want to thank David Musial at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Also, thanks to Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms. Now, I tell you, the folks down there will take good care of you as well, and wonderful places to play golf. Kraft Farms Golf Course in Gulf Shores. And remember, they are the only Arnold Palmer Signature Design Course in Alabama. Don't forget about Peninsula Golf Course as well. All fantastic places to play. I want to thank Lisa Johnson Realtor. Also, John Ward, Captain John Ward with CETO. All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin County. Happy to have them as a new partner. You looking to improve your game? Well, Fairhope Golf Works is where you need to check out. JT Pirine and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed, they're going to get you fixed up so that you can play better golf. Also, thanks to our partner who will be coming up in just a second, Bobby Hall and his great staff at Quail Creek Golf Club. Strokes Gained, Boomstye Kitchen, now the food court at Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope, and also on DoorDash. So if you're looking for some great Thai food, go to DoorDash and look up Boom's Thai Kitchen. We want to thank Unknown Golf and the PSR Radio Network. Just a reminder for you, if you're listening to us right now live, we're on great radio stations in Alabama and along the Gulf Coast, or maybe you're listening to us via southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can also get the free Radio Alabama app or the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free. Just go to Apple, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to your podcast and search Southern Fairways. Take us with you. Listen to some of the older shows. We've had some great guests on. If you missed any part of it, you can go back and check that out for sure. Okay, time to go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in the dog, director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing great, and I got to send all my thoughts to my Golden Eagle fans up in Hattiesburg, hosting the regional up there in Hattiesburg. So proud of our Golden Eagles cracking the top 20 and getting a regional there in Hattiesburg, as we call it, Hattiesburg ball up there. So we got a great baseball season going on. You got five or six of the best teams in the SEC leading the conference. You got Vanderbilt number one, Georgia number two, Auburn three, and Texas number four. We have John Drago up in a little bit and talk a bit of Texas football. But I'm just so excited for the folks in Hattiesburg to have that baseball coming to our area. A lot of sports going on, and got golf at Jack Nicklaus's this weekend.
That's
That's a
right.
great show, always playing there at Memorial. So got a lot to talk about. But thank you for having me on the show. Everything's great down here in Fairhope. We're redoing our greens down here. They're under construction now on the front side. We're just now waiting. We hope next week the sprigs will be in, and we'll sprig that new Tiff Eagle grass in and be ready to go in August. First week, second week of August, we should be open and back to all 18 holes being open.
Now you're open now. You're open now, but it's temporary greens.
Temporary greens on the front side, and our putting green is closed. But the driving range, we're doing a lot of business on the driving range. Backside's open. We're a little trouble with transition with the Tiff Dwarf Bermuda that's in there now coming through. But it is showing signs. We had a great rain shower this week, and that's going to really help the golf course. So we're still active. We're still alive and still participating down here. So come out and see us. As always, got a great little snack bar down here and a cold beverage for everybody, and open for juniors, ladies. We got great league play down here. So we're rocking and rolling in Fairhope. Even though we're on temporaries, everybody's having a great time making a bunch of birdies on those 8-inch cuts on the front side. So that does have a little fun punch to it. So, but we're open and ready for business.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Let's go back real quick and talk about Hattiesburg, Southern Miss, the Golden Eagles there. Of course, they're regional. They're hosting Alabama, Miami, and Columbia. And, you know, obviously the for those that know Southern Mississippi football, you play at the Rock. That's the stadium there. What do they call the baseball field there at
That's Pete Taylor Field. Coach Taylor was there for many, many, many years. He was in the administrative office there at Southern Miss, did a great job. And he coached baseball so long. He's just like the Bear Bryant of baseball there. And so heritage goes back to him. And Pete Taylor Park, we like to say we got some Pete Taylor magic when we got baseball going on there. But we had some great coaches in the past. Corky Palmer passed away a few years ago. He took Southern to Omaha a few years back, and then Coach Berry did a great, outstanding job. Do you know that Southern Miss has a 40-win season for the last 14, 15 years?
Wow.
40 wins every year. That says a lot for Southern Miss baseball. So hats off to the Golden Eagles and Mississippi Southern Miss to the top, as we say. But real proud of the folks there in Hattiesburg, proud of our coaching staff, proud of our university.
You know, and we're visiting with Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek in Fairhope. One of the big time players there at Southern Miss plays on our tour, the Southern Fairways Golf Tour, Blake Brown, who hits it a mile. Okay. Of course, we had some buddies, a bunch of buddies that played ball there, but Blake plays golf with us all the time, and it's fun watching him hit a golf ball.
Well, you know, you ask Blake, he was on those teams for 3 or 4 years playing. I mean, for a college kid to go through his college career and win 40 games during his college career, you know, they didn't win every game, but to have that outstanding season like that. Southern Miss baseball sold out before the season started last year and ranks fourth in the nation in attendance. So that really, really helps. It's just a big deal there in Hattiesburg. If you get up there, go to the right field roost and have a big time. But, yeah, Blake's a heck of a golfer, and he does. He knocks it a long way. He's fun to play with. He's a lot of fun. Fun guy.
There's no doubt. Now, the one thing that y'all need to do is the football team needs to take a little bit of what the baseball team is doing, okay? And then your
yes,
and then
sir, your 50, that is correct.
Then your 50-yard line tickets wouldn't sell for $12.
That's correct. Well, Coach Huff up there, we're hoping him coming in from Marshall and you know, NIL, hopefully, and them getting some new players in there. You know, we always have a spark at the first of the year. We'll see what happens. It's always a rebuilding year now that you have, you know, the portal and everything. Everybody's got to rebuild, it seems like, every year. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. I think he's a heck of a coach, and I think we're going to have a great season.
Good stuff. By the way, let me just mention Auburn. They're holding one of the regionals as well. They are hosting NC State, Stetson, and Central Connecticut State. Have you ever heard of Central Connecticut State? I have not.
Nope. They must be pretty good.
They must be. All right, Bobby, we got about a minute and a half left here. What golf tip you got for us as we get ready to go out and play this week?
Well, you know, I played this weekend in a tournament, and I did that. We played at Zay City Golf Club. We had a nice pro-am over there to take Colin McKern and his staff out there. The greens are really good over there at Zay City, so invite you, those in Mobile, to go play it. But you know, I had a little trouble putting, and you know, it was just learning the speed of the green. You have to adjust to those greens. They're not going to adjust to you. I have a little bit of trouble, but I thought they were really good. But some things you want to do in your putting is you want to learn to aim that club face. You got to get down on the ground, have somebody help you line that club face up where you want it to start, because most of the time, if you go through alignment sessions and you're putting, your putter is 3 to 4 to 5, maybe even 10 to 12 degrees offline from the line you're intending to put it on. So your eyes contradict what you think you're doing, what you think you see, and what you're actually lining up to. So aim that putter face real, real well. Get somebody to help you. Get a good grip and get a good posture. So take that data when you practice. Are you missing it on the left, missing it on the right, or are you leaving it short? So putting is very important.
Good stuff right there, Bobby. All right, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, Travis Key, Strokes Gained Hydration. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways.
This is Ray Schuster with the Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. What I'd like to talk about today is something I hear often on the lesson tee when I'm talking to a golfer and we're talking about how can they strategize to play better golf. Oftentimes they'll tell me, well, I'm trying not to do this or I'm trying not to do that. I don't like to hear that. I think you need to give yourself a positive message. Where are you trying to put the ball? It's kind of like the baseball manager walking out to the mound in the bottom of the ninth, telling his pitcher with the bases loaded, don't throw it low and inside. Where is he going to throw it? So give yourself a positive message, positive image. Give this a try. Try it consistently, and I think you'll see your scores go down. Have a great week. If there's anything we can do, please do not hesitate to reach out. Thank you.
At Srixon, winning is more than an outcome on the course. It's an undying commitment to pure performance. And that commitment inspired everything behind the all-new Z-Star series. An evolved Fastlayer DG 2.0 core is precisely tailored to each Z-Star model for highly optimized performance. While a new urethane cover that's now more durable than last generation delivers unmatched stopping power around the green, all with our signature exceptional feel. Choose Z-Star for maximum greenside spin, Z-Star XV for extreme distance, or Z-Star Diamond for the ultimate mix of distance, spin, and control. From major breakthroughs to major championships, it all starts with the Z-Star series. Pure performance, pure Srixon.
Hey y'all, this is Joe Don Rennie from Rascal Flats. Hello to all my friends on the Gulf Coast. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show.
Hey, we're glad that you're back with us right here on Southern Fairways. I am Randy Bergen, and well, I'll tell you what, we have got some fantastic sponsors, and without them, we couldn't do this. We hope that you enjoy the show. We certainly enjoy it. Our sponsors enjoy it, and we hope that you'll go by and maybe visit with our sponsors, whether that's the product that you might need or the service that you might need. We hope that you'll go by and visit with them. Tell them that we sent you. Hey, Randy sent me. They're going to take good care of you, no doubt about it. And let me just mention our sponsors real quick. McConnell Automotive, Srixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cage and Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Craft Farms Golf Course and Gulf Shores, and of course, Peninsula and Gulf Shores as well. Boy, those are fantastic places to play. Lisa Johnson Realtor, C-Toe with John Ward, Captain John Ward. Also, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin Counties. Happy to have them as a new partner. Fairhope Golf Works, also Quail Creek Golf Club. Strokes Gained. That was great, and I'm going to tell you about Strokes Gained here. We got Travis Key coming up. He's the CEO for Strokes Gained. He's coming up in just a second to tell you all about this. Guys and gals, you'll want to pay attention for sure. Also, thanks to Boom's Thai Kitchen. She's in the food court at Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope, Unknown Golf, and the PSR Radio Network. A reminder for you, you can listen to us live on great radio stations in Alabama and along the Gulf Coast or via southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can also get the free Radio Alabama app or the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free. Go to Apple, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to your podcast and search Southern Fairways and take us with you for sure. A reminder also, be sure to pick up our new magazine. Joey Johnson is a publisher and editor-in-chief. He's produced another great magazine full of golf, travel, leisure, and more. You can pick up a free copy of most any golf course or go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Plus, while you're there on the website, you can check out some of our past podcasts, southernfairwaysgolf.com. All right, I want to introduce this guy right here. He's a good friend, a new partner of ours as well. It's Stroked Gain Hydration. Travis Key is the CEO and founder of Strokes Gain Hydration, and here he is to tell us all about it. So, on our all-weather roofing guest line, Travis Key, CEO and founder of Strokes Gain Hydration. Hey, Travis, thank you so much, first off, for taking time to be with us, and looking forward to this interview with you. Let's talk about Strokes Gain Hydration. Now, people need to pay attention to it, because as we know, when it gets warm outside, we don't always drink the amount of fluids that we need to drink. Tell us a little bit about it and how you got started with Strokes Gain Hydration.
Yeah, well, number one, Randy, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. It really is a privilege and an honor. You guys are doing a great job. And yeah, so May of 2023, I was playing golf at my home club in Birmingham, and the two gentlemen that I play with primarily are in their mid-70s, and they only walk whenever they play, which is kind of annoying for me as a guy in my mid-30s who wants to ride in a cart, so I can't let them outdo me, you know? And I was out on the course one day, and one of the guys that's with us, Dr. Tom Osborne, he makes sure that we drink water all day long, and he had been drinking water all day. And we get to the 18th tee box, and he fell to his hands and his knees and began going out of in and out of consciousness. And so luckily there was a maintenance crew nearby. We get him to the clubhouse. He was good. And, you know, like any golfer, I'm laying down in bed at night, thinking through good shots, bad shots, mostly bad shots. But I was thinking about Dr. Tom, and I just kind of asked the question in my head, why, you know, does some of these larger companies, electrolyte providers, why do they not, you know, offer specifically to golf courses? And so I sat on it for a few days, and I called up my best friend in Jupiter, Florida, and I told him that story. And he said, man, it's kind of crazy you say that. I had a friend at church, the same thing happened. He fell out on the golf course, and he's in South Florida. And so very hot down there. And so he was actually the one who said, we should do something. And we realized from there, we might be onto something here. And luckily, Titleist Performance Institute, the PGA of America, and various other articles are out there about the effects of dehydration in the game of golf. And what we found was there's a lot of great electrolyte products out there, but they don't seem to be specifically tailored to golf. One of the difference makers with us is the amount of sodium that we have in our product. A lot of products that you get out there, they have up to 1,000 milligrams of sodium, which is great if you just crushed a CrossFit workout, not so much for four and a half hours of golf. Right. That'll make you jittery and kind of hype you up. And so, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. Next month will be a year that we've been in business.
Well, and we're visiting with Travis Key with Strokes Gain Hydration. You know, Travis, one of the things, too, is I want to mention that you got some pretty well-known names floating around using the product, as well as a place that the guys will be very soon, Quail Hollow. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough. You know, January we went to the PGA show, and it was our first time, and, you know, you're going in just as wide-eyed as you can be. And we were fortunate enough to build some relationships. And we actually, right after that show, started experimenting with this tournament bundle that includes a shaker bottle, four stick packs of Strokes Gained, and a ball marker. And it just so happened, one of the gentlemen that I made a relationship with at Quail Hollow at the PGA show, they were our first client. Wow. So we got them their custom shaker bottle. And in fact, as we're talking, they're being used right now at their member guest. So that's very, awesome. Very big deal, a high honor. And we made sure that we put a lot of good work into that partnership.
And that's awesome. And you got a couple of pros right now, some names that we know, certainly one, Trey Mullinex. If you're an Alabama fan, you'll recognize that name.
Yeah, Trey's a really good friend of mine. We've been friends almost our entire life. And so I'm fortunate with that. Trey, actually, when I had the idea, he was instrumental in kind of helping me get going, you know, giving me advice on the industry. And yeah, so Trey is a massive, massive help. Fatima Cano, actually a Birmingham resident, originally from Europe. She's one of our LPGA athletes, and Anna Bullock is one of our athletes as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And guys, let me just tell you real quick, we're visiting with Trey Key with Strokes Gained Hydration. And if you're not familiar with this, you need to get familiar with it, especially if you're a golfer. You know, really, it's made for golf, if you will. But quite frankly, yeah, if you're a tennis player, you're a pickleball player, you're outside, this is something you need, because the benefits of Strokes Gained Hydration is fantastic. And there's a lot of guys that enjoy playing golf, and sometimes they like to have a little bit too much to drink. And this can certainly tell us a little bit about that, how it can help them.
You know, Randy, I didn't realize how big of a market it was going to be for us, because, you know, you go in just thinking about adequate electrolytes. But as you and I know, there are several out there who like to enjoy an alcoholic beverage. And, you know, I'm not knocking that. Maybe try to knock off the nerves a little bit while they're on course. You know, alcohol can dehydrate you. You know, and there's studies out there that even a 2% reduction in your hydration levels, your electrolyte levels, you're a C plus at best mentally. And so, yeah, it's definitely, we didn't realize the amount of sales that we would get because so many people consume an alcoholic beverage on the course.
It's good stuff. There is no doubt. Now, look, you guys and girls, you'll be seeing this product floating around South Alabama, Central Alabama. It's all over the place right now, but you're going to really start seeing it heavy down here. But if you want something right away, tell them how they can get it right away, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely. Two ways for that. So one is strokesgain.com. Very simple. You can go there. You don't have to search very far to see the bundle deals that we have and the amount of discounts. We try to make it as cost effective as possible. And then on Amazon, you can go there as well. We're Strokes Gained Hydration, and we'd appreciate a review.
I got to tell you, Travis, this is some good stuff, and we're looking forward to building our relationship even bigger and better. And guys and gals, seriously, yeah, you need to check this out. Go to strokesgained.com, or you can check it out at Amazon, coming to a golf course near you very, very soon. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and we're going to have you back on many, many more times, but thanks for taking time to be with us.
Randy, it's a privilege. I mean that.
Thank you, brother. Travis Key, CEO and founder of Strokes Gained. Okay, we take a timeout. When we come back, we visit with the tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and rules official at the recent Senior PGA Championship in Bethesda, Maryland. We'll talk golf and football. He's a big Texas guy. We do that with John Drago right here on Southern Fairways when we come back.
Great outdoors is wide open. There are fair winds to be found, sails to be trimmed, and memories to be made. The truth is, we all occasionally need a helping hand.
Thank you, Sito. This is Wild Child standing by.
We at Sito know you can't control everything, so our captains stand by 24/7 to get you home safely.
I'll get you home safely.
Or to get you back boating faster. Sito, help starts here.
Call your local Sito captain, John Ward, at 850-492-5070.
If you have a roofing issue, who do you call? Did you know there are more than 600 accredited roofing companies in the Mobile and Baldwin County area? So again, who do you call? I'll tell you, All Weather Roofing. They have thousands of satisfied customers. They've been awarded many NAPI awards, and All Weather Roofing has received the Fortified Roofing Award 7 years in a row. Make it easy. If you have a roofing issue and want a free consultation, call the number one roofing company in our area, All Weather Roofing. Here's the number, 251-220-2114.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek Golf Club. And time to go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. He is the tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and just fresh back from Bethesda, Maryland, for the Senior PGA Championship, Mr. John Drago. John, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing real good. Look, got a lot to dive into in a very short time, okay? So
let's
kick it off. I want to start real quick with the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. You saw Scottie Scheffler get the win there, and he did it in big fashion. Talk about how big that was to have Scottie come play and to win it.
It's great. You know, we missed him last year because of his the birth of his first child. So he came back. We got a warm Dallas welcome. Everybody was glad that he was there. And then the show that he put on was like nothing we've ever seen, to be honest. He wire to wire, you could just kind of feel the energy that built up with the crowd, the hometown crowd cheering for their favorite. It's like, it's almost like being at a football game cheering for the home team, to be honest. We had, you know, a 6-hour rain delay on Friday, but we had probably the best weather we've had in the time I've been there on the weekend. And with him leading and him basically taking a victory lap on Sunday with a 10-shot lead or whatever it was cool. It was really special. It was a great week.
Well, you know, and the thing about Scottie right now, he played very well there. There's no doubt he gets the win. But it looks like he started pole vaulting. He is like, man, just on fire. Every shot he's making right now seems to be exactly where he wants it to go. And how do you explain how he's playing?
I think he's just on a heater, to be honest. I mean, I saw a stat watching Colonial last week. I think he shot one over something, the second round maybe. And they said that was his first over par round since the Players.
Wow,
I mean, that's just fascinating to me. Like, you know, he just steps on the golf course and you kind of expect him to win. And man, he put on a show for us for sure. And then he did it again the next week at the PGA Championship. He's just in that zone, and hopefully he'll just ride it as long as he can.
No doubt. No doubt. Visiting with John Drago, Tournament Director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Bobby?
Hey, John, good to talk to you. Yeah, I was watching some video on Scheffler, and some of the teachers were talking about how well he controls his hands and his club face, despite his footwork that he's, you know, seems to be off a little balance when he hits that driver so hard, but he just has tremendous control of his club base at impact and the ability to adjust on the downswing to keep it so consistent. I know, John, that was a huge shot in the arm for CJ Cup and for all of you in Dallas that work so hard, you and Brad, your right-hand man behind the scenes out there, that was a big shot in the arm for you. So, you know, continued success in the future for your event, and I hope that just draws more and more people your way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was clearly, like I said, it was not only was it kind of the hometown winner that felt like that, you know, the home team was playing and everybody was cheering for him. You know, Jordan shot 62 the last day and
yes,
vaulted up. He had the clubhouse lead there for a while. So it just really built up all week. And then to see him, you know, tie the all-time record on the PGA Tour at 253 mm-hmm. was really a lot of fun. And then Scotty's also, you know, we give away an award in honor of Mr. Nelson to junior golfers every year, the Byron Nelson International Junior Golf Award. And Scotty's the first winner that won that award that's gone on to win our tournament. So hopefully we'll get plenty more that do. But that was another extra special moment for us.
Yeah, that's great. And you look at statistics around the country, Randy, and John, about golfers around the country. You look at the U.S. Open and the men's college championship that just went on this week. So many players from the state of Texas. And you go back in the history of Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan and all the greats, and Harvey Pinnock teaching down in Austin and Ben Crenshaw. Texas is just a great state for golf. So real happy for you.
I'll give you a little trivia. The Arizona State team that won, or the Oklahoma State team, sorry, that won the national championship, mm-hmm. had three players that played through our Northern Texas PGA Junior Golf Program.
Wow.
On that team.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That is. It really is. Visit with John Drago, Tournament Director for the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and was a rules official this past week at the Senior PGA Championship up in Bethesda, Maryland. Let's turn and talk about that real quick. A, how was it? B, was there a ruling that you had that you just got to share with us that maybe the cameras didn't show?
I don't know.
Yeah, you could talk
kind of
about
leave me there, but now they're really rulings were pretty quiet, to be honest, that week. Congressional is maybe a top five golf course for me. And it was as good as I've ever seen a golf course. It was really clean. There wasn't a huge build out there. I did walk with the final group with Cabrera and Deason on the final day. Didn't get a single call during that because they're obviously playing well. They're in the lead group. So yeah, it was a pretty quiet week. I did TV on Thursday and Friday, and I didn't get called in to explain anything there either. We had, you know, kind of your typical normal type rulings, but nothing that I think brings a whole lot of attention. It was a fun week on a great golf course. And to think, again, there's a guy that's on a heater too. Back-to-back major championships on the senior tour for Cabrera, what, 12 months out of, you know, being in jail.
But,
weird.
And that's what I was going to ask you. I was trying to figure out how do you wrap that around. The man just gets out of jail. He goes to Birmingham, wins a championship. Then he goes up there and wins a championship. Do they have a golf course at jail now? I mean,
Bob. Maybe they do. You know, I don't know. Scotty played pretty well when he came in Valhalla that next day. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Bobby, there's your next golf tip. Hey, listen, you want to play better golf? Go to jail. Oh my goodness, funny stuff. All right, visiting with John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, I know you got a question.
Well, John, let's turn our thoughts to football, and again, welcome to the SEC. Your baseball team is ranked fourth in the country. Southern Miss is hosting a regional, so maybe we'll meet down the line, who knows. But I know you're proud of Texas. I was looking at the schedule this year, and the Longhorns are going to open up at Ohio State and at the Big View. Are you going at the Horseshoe? Are you by chance on the have your tickets ready to head up to?
Yeah, short answer, I'm not going to that game. I've just heard so many bad things about Ohio State fans. I'm not saying that because it's talking to. I do think it's interesting, by the way, you forgot to mention, just made it to the quarterfinals in golf also. It's the second year in a row that we're going to open on the road against the defending national champions.
Wow.
Clearly we're looking for revenge after they beat us last year. Mm-hmm. Kick off the season at 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm excited. Instead of that game, we try to do one road game a year, as y'all know. We're going to try to go watch between the hedges in Georgia this year. So we're going to let the Big Ten do their thing, and we're going to hit that game in Georgia.
Yeah, that's November the 15th. That'll be a good one. And looking at your schedule, I mean, you start out with Ohio State. That's going to be a big game. There's no doubt. But Bobby and I, big Alabama fans, we know what happens whenever you walk into a stadium. The football team just falls apart, and we know how that works. You'll never be invited back to Tuscaloosa with us. Okay,
that's clear. But you know what? I don't need to. I got the memory I need.
All right. So then you got some cupcakes: San Jose State, UTEP, Sam Houston. Then you get into the SEC, and you started out on October the 4th with the Gators of Florida, and you got to travel over to Gainesville, which should be an interesting ball game, I do believe.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Florida is going to be much better than they were last year and actually have a chance to make a pretty good run. So I think that'll be a good early test for us. You know, obviously Ohio State being the biggest test, but kind of as we enter the SEC, that'll be a big sign for us because we've got a lot of games. If you look at that schedule, we're away from home, I think, for the entire month of October. So clearly, I mean, we've got a quote home game in Dallas. Yep. Against OU, but other than that, I don't think we play in Austin that month.
Yeah, after you play Oklahoma, you're in Kentucky, you're in Lexington, then you go to Stark Vegas for Mississippi State, then you're back home to host Vanderbilt, and then you're back on the road to Georgia. So
yeah,
wow,
you have an interesting SEC schedule, no doubt.
No doubt.
Of course, you wrap it up with Texas A&M. Talk about that rivalry for just a second.
Yeah, that's been the rivalry forever. You know, that's more heated than any. It was a shame, quite frankly, that we weren't playing when they left for the SEC early before we did. To have that back, the energy that we saw last year in College Station, it's huge. You know, there's a dislike for OU, but it's nothing like A&M for us.
No, I was born and raised in Waco in my early years, and I remember that rivalry very, very well, being in the Southwest Conference. You had Arkansas, Texas, Texas A&M, TCU, Texas Tech, and Baylor all in there. And, yes, that Texas A&M rivalry is one of the biggest. Yeah, John, nice having you on.
Absolutely. Great to see you. And I look forward to seeing you here in 6 weeks or so.
Well,
that's right. We're headed out to Tahoe.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And listen, as always, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. A lot that we want to get into with you at some point, whenever you have relaxed and have a few moments. We've got about 45 minutes of questions that we're going to have for you, okay?
Count me in.
All right, John. Roll Tide. Hey, there you go, buddy. Hey, have a good one. Thanks for hanging out with us.
You bet. Thanks so much.
All right, there you go. John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. And, Bobby, I think he was getting a little hungry.
Yeah, he's been on the road quite a bit. I tell you, he's an outstanding golf professional, leads the CJ Cup. He's on the National Rules Committee. He's going to chair one of the big events coming up there at Frisco, the new PGA headquarters. He's going to chair the rules out there. I look forward to seeing him every year. First-class individual. So, Randy, thanks for having him on. He's always a pleasure to talk to.
He is, and he'll never be invited back to Tuscaloosa. So, all right. there you go. All right, Bobby. Hey, man, thanks for hanging out, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit later as well.
Great. Come see us at Quail Creek.
All right, buddy. And your tip of the day, go to jail if you want to play better golf. There it is, right there on Southern Fairways. All right. Hey, we take a timeout. When we come back, more of Southern Fairway Sports Radio right here on the SFS Radio Network. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. So happy to have you on board with us. I am your host, Randy Bergen. And, guys, it is time to go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in. We're going to say the man, the myth, the legend. That's exactly what we're going to call him. He is the general manager and director of golf at the brand-new Cypress Creek Golf Club in Mobile, Alabama, our good friend Shane Allen. Shane, how you doing, brother?
Good, Randy. What's going on with you, man? I appreciate you having me on. You know, always been a gracious host, and I really appreciate you letting me be on here.
Well, the check is in the mail, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. Did I say that just how you wrote it out?
You did it exactly the way I wrote it, so thank you for that.
Good.
Okay. You can
Good.
Read. You can read.
maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ton to get into with you. All right. But before we do, let's get an update on Cypress Creek. How are y'all coming along out there?
Randy, very good. You know, this past week with all the rain has kind of slowed my guys down a little bit. We are in the process of starting to put grass out on the driving range. We'll do that first, and then we will move over to the golf course. So I've got about probably 80 to 90% of the golf course shaped up, meaning ready for grass. But we're waiting right now on my irrigation to get totally kicked off, fired up, make sure we have no issues there before we throw the grass seed out. So it's coming right along, man.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you, I've been by there many times, and you can see it. You can see the formation of everything. And for you folks that don't know, the new Cypress Creek Golf Course there in Mobile is the former Linksman. That's where it will be. And I know a lot of people grew up playing the Linksman, Shane.
Yes, they did, Randy. And, you know, and people will, you know, I've told you this 100 times as well as everybody else around that, you know, you will recognize some spots on the golf course because the bones are still here, but we have totally changed the design and the routing. So I'm excited for people to see what Steve Dana, who is with Jerry Pate, has done with the property, because, you know, I was worried about water being an issue. Mm-hmm. That was always an issue over here before, but Randy, I've seen it even after all these rains, the low areas are wet, which they were designed to be wet, but now where the tees, fairways and greens are, water is not going to be an issue out here. Now, water will be an issue for people like you who hit it in the water, because we have added probably 3 or 4 ponds out here, so we still have water in play on 14 of the 18 holes. So, but I'm sure your boy Joel will hook you up with some golf balls, and I've got some range balls you can borrow when you come out here to play. So.
Wow, I just got called out right there. I mean, just got called
Absolutely.
Out. Absolutely. Thank you.
All day long. That. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. No, it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're right, and that was one of the big, I think one of the big concerns when I was talking to folks about it is like, is it going to be wet whenever it rains like it used to be? And the answer to that is no.
No, absolutely. Randy, and I can say that with 100% confidence. What's cool, what Steve has done out here is we have a lot of, he created a bunch of natural low areas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you remember when it was open before, there'd be times of the year if you had a thunderstorm and the tide came up, there'd be 2 or 3 holes on the back nine that would be underwater.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be an issue now just because of the design, what Steve Dana's done with the layout. And there's going to be certain times of the year you're riding through here and it's going to feel like you're riding through the middle of the water because the cart paths are elevated, tee boxes and greens, but these low areas, when they fill up with water, it is a really cool thing to see, man. It really is.
We're visiting with Shane Allen with Cypress Creek Golf Course, the new golf course that'll be opening up in Mobile right there on River Duchesne Road. Now, kind of update us on what the anticipation for that is.
You know, Randy, we're still trying to target this fall for our opening date. As you know, a lot of people may not know because everybody keeps asking me, when are y'all opening? And, you know, when our target date is this fall, you know, as you know, well as I do, man, all it takes is a bad weather pattern or, you know, good heavy rain or, you know, I hope a hurricane doesn't hit this area. And, you know, that could change everything. So, we're trying to target this fall, you know, as it sits right now. That looks very doable, but as you know, man, that could change in 2 days out here.
Well, and you're right. It can very easy. So we're wishing you very much success in getting that thing open when you're supposed to, for sure. So good stuff. All right, visiting with Shane Allen. Shane, I want to, you know what? I want to get into some football with you, but before we do any of that, I'm going to throw you under the bus now. You got a quick golf tip for us? Yeah, give us a quick golf tip before we go out and play.
Well, playing out here, obviously, you know, it's not going to be a what I call a bomb and gouge golf course. Go try to hit it 300 yards and go dig it out of the rough. So if you want to hit a more controlled shot with your driver or your three wood, move the ball back in your stance about one golf ball, maybe two, grip down on the club a little more. And, you know, what do they say, Randy, when it's breezy, swing easy? Don't swing as hard. Just try to hit it solid, keep it out of the wind, and hit your little controlled shot out there.
That's a good tip right there for sure. And what will be the signature signature hole there at Cypress Creek?
Randy, me and Commissioner Randall Dewitt go over this every time. He was out here today, and me and him are arguing over it because I've got about five holes I could make my signature hole. I cannot wait for people to see number two. I can't wait for them to see number three. I can't wait for – I mean, I could go on and on because we're going to have several greens that are almost like peninsula greens. Mm. I've got a par three out here that is surrounded on three sides by water, and the only way to miss it is long. So I haven't decided yet, but that is a great question. But I can't wait for people to see this golf course. It's
That's
going to
awesome.
Be something, you know, everybody's going to enjoy.
That's awesome. Well, we're all excited about it for sure, and can't wait for Cypress Creek Golf Course to open right there in Mobile. All right, visiting with Shane Allen. He's the head man. He does it all there at Cypress Creek Golf Course. And Shane, let's turn and talk a little football. Of course, you got Auburn's hosting in baseball. They're hosting a regional. We'll talk more baseball as they get closer to the College World Series. So I won't tie you up doing that right now. But I do want to talk a little football with you because I know you just turned into an Auburn fan. So we're going to see if
yesterday.
We can.
Yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, Randy, what's cool out here, you know, speaking of Auburn, Reese Dismukes lives out here. And I found that out a few months ago. So me and him have been talking, bad-mouthing Alabama whenever we get a chance. But it's pretty cool to have him on the golf course out here.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Reese Dismukes is, he's high school over here at Spanish Fort, then went and played center for Auburn and was doggone good. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, well, that's pretty neat. I have to catch up with Reese. It's been a while since I've seen him as well. But as I play golf over there, I'm sure that I'll bump into him. But, hey, you kick the season off with Baylor. That's on August the 29th. That'll be an evening game. I believe you're scheduled for 7 o'clock there, then Ball State. And what's really neat is you're going to be hosting South Alabama on September the 13th.
Randy, I think that's great for some of the bigger football programs in state to host them. And I hate to say smaller because South Alabama is a very well-established, very well-thought-of program around. But, you know, just hosting the schools that aren't that top tier in Division I football right now, you know, who's to say South may be there eventually. But I think that's really cool for Auburn to play South Alabama, play the UAB, mm-hmm. play Troy, play schools like that. I think that's good for all, you know, the Alabama and Auburn to do that for our in-state schools.
Yeah, see, and I wish we did more of that. I really, really yep. do. I mean, I wish Alabama would play, you know, UAB, play South Alabama, play Troy, you know, just kind of spread the love here in Alabama, and I think you'd get a whole lot more activity. Now, it certainly helped those smaller schools for sure, but that'll be fun for South Alabama to go up there and play. I'm pretty sure y'all will all enjoy that for sure. Let's talk about Coach Freeze for just a second. You know, 2 years you've been kind of struggling here with Coach Freeze. It's now time for him to shine a little bit. Does he have the right players? Does he have the right coaching staff? Is he ready for 2025?
Randy, I really hope so. You know, he's done very well on the recruiting trail. He's done very well on the transfer portal. And I think this year here, I mean, I think, you know, I know he came out not too long ago and said they're just trying to make a bowl game. And I totally disagree with him. I think if you're not trying to win 9 or 10 games this year, I think something's wrong. I mean, I think he's got the players in place now. His system's in place now. So I don't think there's any excuses this year. I really don't.
Well, and I agree with you. What's your thought on Arnold? Is he going to, I mean, all the indications that I'm seeing is he's going to be a starting quarterback.
Well, and I think he will be. And I think they've got a few packages in there for Deuce Knight. Cause as you know, you know, these freshmen now they come in and they expect to play right away. So, you know, I hope Arnold can live up to the hype. You know, he was a 5-star in high school, which nowadays we've seen doesn't mean a lot. And, you know, you look at what he did at Oklahoma, lost a starting job to a true freshman. Then he comes back, plays against Alabama and looks like, you know, a Heisman. So, who knows, man? You know, I mean, I hope he does. If he don't play well, Auburn's in trouble this year. Yeah. I firmly believe that.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Shane, man, I know you're a busy dude, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us. You got to jump back on here a little more often, okay? Because I actually like getting called out on air in front of everybody, so thank you.
Anytime, Randy. That's what friends are for, buddy.
All right, Biggin, you take care. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, buddy. There you go. Shane Allen, the new head man there at Cypress Creek Golf Course. Will be opening up in the fall, hopefully. Be a lot of fun for sure. Hey, guess what? Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Guess what he's got? That's right. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's? He's got it for you. Matt, you got it?
All right, boys and girls, here's what we're going to have at Boudreaux's tonight for dinner. We're going to go straight for those taste buds, and we're not going to stop. One of my favorites is the blackened salmon. We're going to start this off, though, with a little Bayou gumbo. We're going to make sure we get all the spice and the flavors ready to go. Then we're going to order that blackened salmon, and that bad boy is going to come with Creole sauce on top, along with some nice sautéed lump crab, a little vegetable medley on the side with some garlic mashed potatoes. Oh, my goodness, you are going to love it. This has got great flavor, great spice, a little bit of everything just to get that palate opened up so you can get ready for that dessert. We're going to then throw in a little homemade family recipe key lime pie, and that is going to end your meal, and you're going to want to stay for a little while, so go ahead and stay for just a little while longer. Have that little dessert drink. Go ahead and get you a king cake martini just to finish off the meal and have a good night, and that's what we're having for dinner. Come and get it.
There you go. That's what's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate that so much. All right, we want to thank you too for hanging out with us and allowing us to be a part of your Saturday morning. We look forward to being back with you again next week right here on Southern Fairways. And until then, we want to thank our sponsors, thank all of our guests, and thank our producer, Steve Stanley, for keeping us on the air. Until then, I'm Randy Bergen. Remember, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America, and God bless Israel. Bye-bye, everybody.